there, everyone. Welcome back, finally, to another episode of the TV Casualty Podcast. I'm Kat Angus, and with me is the Amy Poehler to my Nick Offerman, Jeevan Brar.
Awesome.
Yes, because I have the glorious mustache, but you get all the Emmy nominations and critical praise. Well, Nick Offerman gets the critical praise, but no awards. No awards
Which
for Nick
sucks.
Offerman. Okay, we'll get to that. Clearly, we are talking about the 2011 Emmy nominations, which came out this morning, and we're going to go through a few of them and talk about the people who were nominated. Well, we're going to get there. Calm yourself, Jeevan.
But I'm just giving them a warning. Are we upset or are we not upset?
I'm upset. It's pretty much the same as every year, where there's a few where I am happy about it and a few where I am very not happy about it.
Okay.
But are you just in general furious?
I am just, like, really, Emmy people, really?
But that's how it is every year. Yeah. Every morning of the Emmy nominations, we all wake up and think, this is it. That'll be great this year. Yeah. There's no way they could possibly ignore all the great television. And every year they do ignore a lot of the great television. They sort of, like, honor some of the good television, but not quite enough to make us happy. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, let's start with Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series. The six nominees are Jane Lynch for Glee, Betty White for Hot in Cleveland, Julie Bowen, Modern Family, Kristen Wiig for Saturday Night Live, Jane Krakowski for 30 Rock, and Sofia Vergara for Modern Family. Now, I realize that America is having some weird, condescending love affair with Betty White recently, but really, for Hot in Cleveland, have they watched that show? Because it's not good. And Betty White,
she's the only good part about that
show. No, but she's not, though, because it's just, look at this cute old lady who's inappropriate for considering how old she is.
Yeah.
That's not hilarious. That's every Betty White role from the last 10 years. And I've seen that. I saw The Proposal. I saw Lake Placid. I saw pretty much everything Betty White's done. I realize the lady knows how to swear.
Yeah.
I realize she knows how to say saucy things, even though she's old. Because old people couldn't possibly say those things.
No, because they're like,
I don't know if you're getting the subtle humor of that. So, yeah, I'm not thrilled with Betty White, especially considering Alison Brie from Community.
Yeah.
When you put it that way, I guess. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. There are more deserving people. I think I'm more upset about Jane Lynch, but maybe because I'm just, I have this big hate on for Glee at the moment. Because I'm just tired of Glee and all their stories. I don't care who's leaving. I'd rather have them all leave.
Yeah.
And
in Jane Lynch's defense, I agree that I don't think she should have gotten a nomination, but I also don't think that any of Glee's problems were Jane's fault.
Right.
She did just as much as she's always done with the material she was given. Last year she was given much better material, and I think that's why we were more happy about her getting nominated last year.
We were really happy.
Yes. And so I can't say, oh, she doesn't deserve to be there. She, like, imagine a lesser actress being given the stuff she had to do this year. I'm not thrilled about that, but about her nomination this year, but fine. That's not a big deal. Julie Bowen, I don't get her nomination for Modern Family. Modern Family, basically, everybody was nominated.
Except for the kids, and I find Luke the funniest out of all the kids.
Yeah.
Like, Manny maybe last year, but Luke actually has funny moments.
Yes. Well, so moving from supporting actress to supporting actor in a comedy series, of six spots, four of them went to all of the actors from Modern Family.
Yeah.
At most, one of them actually deserves it, which would be Ty Burrell.
Right.
I mean, good for Ed O'Neill that he got a nomination this year when he was shut out last year when he submitted himself for the leading actor category. Oh, no, he did support it. I'm wrong. Ignore me. Last year he submitted himself for supporting actor, but didn't get nominated, I guess because people were expecting him to be in the lead actor category because he's more famous than the rest of the cast. And I guess this year people were like, well, now we know. And really, supporting actor in a comedy series, this category is atrocious. So there's Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Ed O'Neill, Ty Burrell, and Eric Stonestreet, all from Modern Family. Then Chris Colfer from Glee, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that one. And John Cryer from Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
You go ahead.
You don't have a problem with Chris Colfer?
I don't have a huge problem with Chris Colfer.
I just, when I think back at Glee and Kurt this year, all he did was pretty much cry. Like, Kurt didn't make me laugh
okay,
this year.
I totally agree. But the problem is that the actors have to be nominated based on what they submit themselves for. And Glee has categorized itself as a comedy.
Okay.
It's stupid.
It's a comedy.
I agree. But the Emmys force themselves into these categories. And if they think, like, it's fine. He's really good on that show. I agree. Yeah. Maybe not that funny. But good.
Like, drama. Like,
yes,
the
fine.
Kid can cry.
Yeah. But unfortunately, Glee thinks it's a comedy, even though it makes me cry all the time in the bad way. But anyway, so four from Modern Family, one from Glee, one from Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
Okay. Really missing from this, Donald Glover, Nick Offerman, Neil Patrick Harris. What is going on here? I was really hoping this would be the year that the Emmys realize that Nick Offerman's great and that Community is amazing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Parks and Recreation got a little bit more recognition this year. We'll get to that later.
Progress.
But not much, and Community was shut out completely.
Which hurts.
It hurts a lot.
It's just, like, what are you too busy at 8 o'clock doing? Yeah. I know it's a busy night, but...
Yeah. Well, and you know what I think it is? That the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences... It's your grandpa. It's your grandpa doing it. He doesn't get Community.
So he
watched... He gets Modern Family.
He watched the first episode and then that was it.
Yeah, or he'll watch it now but still won't get it.
Yeah.
But he watches Modern Family. Modern Family, he sees that as risque humor. Yeah, because there's gay people on it.
Oh my God.
Your grandpa thinks is like... He feels very current by liking Modern Family.
Well, we all know he's just watching it because of Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, and then he gets to watch Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Like, that's him feeling like he's hip and with it.
Okay,
and so that's
grandpa.
Why, yeah. The Emmys are, like, nominations are your creepy grandpa. So I think that's kind of how you have to look at it, that every once in a while your creepy grandpa goes, oh, I can sort of see what the kids see in this.
Yeah. That's a very smart explanation.
Okay, so let's move on to... outstanding lead actor in a comedy series. We have Matt LeBlanc in Episodes, Jim Parsons, The Big Bang Theory, Johnny Galecki in The Big Bang Theory, Louis C.K. in Louis, Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock, and Steve Carell in The Office. Okay, can I just start out? Johnny Galecki? What? Did anybody even think about Johnny Galecki when they were making their predictions?
No.
Did it even come up to you?
No.
What does he do on Big Bang Theory other than whine about Penny not wanting to sleep with him? He got a girlfriend this last season. Fine. Then what does he do besides whine about Penny not sleeping with him and trail after his new girlfriend like a little lapdog?
I don't know. I think they should all just watch I Know What You Did Last Summer again.
Yes. If he got a ice pick to the chin like he did in I Know What You Did Last Summer, I would totally vote for him to win this award. Sadly... Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen on Big Bang Theory. And up against Jim Parsons, is he kidding?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, good luck with that.
We both know who the lead on that show is.
Yes. Mm. Just relax into your piles of money and be happy that you have a job, Johnny Galecki. I say this like I hate him. I don't hate him. I feel like Johnny Galecki's fine.
He was fine as David on Roseanne.
Yeah, I think
he was the only normal person on that show.
He probably seems like a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He does seem like
he's very tanned in real life.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
But yeah, it's definitely, you're not winning anything here. Matt LeBlanc with Episodes, I'm happy with that. And as Louis C.K., awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that is a prediction I would never have guessed from my creepy grandpa.
I'm surprised you watched Louis.
Like, you're surprised, like, that I did?
No, that the grandpa
we're just going to refer to the Emmy voters as Creepy Grandpa from now on, in case you hadn't caught it. Yeah, Creepy Grandpa watched Louie and got it.
Like, was it, like, did you watch it by accident? Did you think it was, like,
did you lose the remote and just end up watching Louie?
Did you VOD it and think it was about Louis Armstrong? Like, what happened?
Well, I think it may be that... There's Creepy Grandpa, but then there's also Creepy Uncle, who is starting to learn the family business. And so Creepy Uncle watches Louie and totally identifies with Louie's life And that's how that snuck in there. Now, creepy grandpa isn't going to let Louis win.
Yeah.
But creepy uncle lets Louis into the party.
Okay.
And you know what? Creepy uncle, good job.
Yeah. Because
Louis's awesome. Louis C.K. is hilarious. It's one of the best shows on TV. So I'm really impressed with that. What do you think of lead actress in a comedy series?
So we have Edie Falco from Nurse Jackie, Tina Fey from 30 Rock, Laura Linney from The Big C, Melissa McCarthy from Mike and Molly, Martha Plimpton from Raising Hope, and Amy Poehler from Parks and Rec.
Yep.
It's a good list.
Yeah, it's just not bad. I'm not thrilled with Edie Falco.
Again, I feel like it's a repeat of last year.
Even aside from the it's not a comedy argument, Nurse Jackie wasn't very good this season.
No.
It's following the Dexter plot that nothing ever really changes. There's sort of an arc, but at the end of the season, everything kind of goes back to normal. Yeah. And there may be a little bit of like, oh, things are going to change. But in the very first episode of the next season, everything's back. Yeah. No problem. I just really wasn't impressed with Nurse Jackie. But I wouldn't be surprised if Edie Falco takes it again because the Emmys love her. Amy Poehler clearly should be the one to win this. Can we agree on that?
Yes, yes, definitely. Yes.
Tina Fey, great. Martha Plimpton, I'm happy she got it.
I'm happy that they watch Raising Hope.
Yes.
I don't know how they found it. But I feel like they get all the channels except for Fox and the CW.
Yeah. To the contrary, the CW got its very first primetime Emmy nomination this year.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations to Nikita for its sound editing nomination.
And that probably goes to a Canadian because it's made in Toronto.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Yay.
I'm predicting that this award goes to Laura Linney, though, because she's very popular and has Oscar nominations, and they love that. And
she's also, playing a cancer patient?
Yeah, so. Yeah. So, okay. Which is hilarious.
I know.
So funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so now on to Outstanding Comedy Series. We have Glee, Parks and Recreation, The Office, Modern Family, 30 Rock, and The Big Bang Theory. Now let's start out with the good Parks and Recreation getting nominated. This was a flawless season they put out, and I'm so happy that it was nominated. Last year, only Amy Poehler was nominated, and this year, both she and the show got it. So the Emmys are making progress. I will give them that.
It's getting better.
Yes. If Nick Offerman doesn't win next year, I'm going to have to burn something down.
Watch out.
Yeah. And I'm not even saying, like, going to Hollywood and burning down the people who voted on this. Just whatever's nearby.
Yeah, your local pub.
Well, I'm not going to harm the beer. Let's not go crazy. The Office and 30 Rock, okay, fine, they're always nominated. Big Bang Theory. Okay, it's not really my choice.
I feel like the 30 Rock is just it's there by default now.
Yeah, well, 30 Rock and
the kids are probably still watching these shows.
Yeah, well, fine. Good for them.
But The Office was better this year than last year, but maybe because Steve Carell was leaving.
Yeah. And it's pretty clear that Steve Carell is going to be taking home the Emmy this year. There is a conspiracy theory that NBC didn't really nominate anybody or didn't submit anybody for nomination because they wanted to make sure that Steve Carell take the award this year.
Wow.
I really doubt that that's true. I don't think that producers of various shows would allow
it. It's just him and Alec Baldwin then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, why is Glee on this list? Did they watch the show?
It was so sad.
Like, really, you would nominate Glee over Community? Over It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Over Louie?
I don't know.
I've
heard many good things about Raising Hope.
Yeah, Raising Hope. I would have been fine with that as well. Glee was atrocious this season. Atrocious. Like, I can't get on board any part of this.
No, it's like I'm sorry if you guys like Glee and you feel like we're always talking
about it. Yeah, we do feel really bad for you if you like Glee.
But we used to like it too back in the day.
Yeah. And will not reward mediocrity.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing.
I do that enough in my dating life. Heyo. Yes.
Ooh. It's a very personal Emmy podcast.
Yes,
this week.
Really not impressed with the outstanding. Well, a little bit impressed in some areas of the outstanding comedy series category. A lot less impressed in other areas. So let's move over to the more dramatic side of the nominations. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series: Steve Buscemi for Boardwalk Empire, Michael C. Hall for Dexter, Kyle Chandler for Friday Night Lights, John Hamm for Mad Men, Hugh Laurie for House, and Timothy Olyphant for Justified. Timothy Olyphant, I love him. He's so beautiful and so amazing on Justified.
You got a crush on Raylan.
Oh, Raylan Givens. Who does not have a crush on Raylan? You have a crush on him.
A man crush?
Yeah. I think if he asked you, you would totally go gay for him.
I'd go gay for him?
Yes.
Really?
If he let you wear his hat. Yeah.
Put the siren on.
Exactly. Exactly.
What the hell is going on?
Okay. But anyway, clearly, this should go to John Hamm.
Yeah. I thought you'd choose Kyle Chandler.
I love Kyle Chandler. And if you, like, and it's very, very close. Bryan Cranston has totally earned that award for the last 3 years.
He wasn't even nominated.
Yeah. Well, because Breaking Bad wasn't eligible.
That's true.
So this is, and this is the year John Hamm, like, it's John Hamm's year. The Suitcase was the best hour of drama from the last year. He was incredible in it. He deserves it. Kyle Chandler, if Kyle Chandler wins, I will have no complaints. Okay. I will not be unhappy by any means. I'm thrilled that he and Friday Night Lights and Connie Britton are finally getting some Emmy love. It's about time. But it's John Hamm's year.
Okay.
I want to see him win. I think he'd give a good speech.
He would.
And, yeah. Hugh Laurie, no. Michael C. Hall, no. Steve Buscemi, you know what? I will not be surprised if he actually takes it. Because he was a movie star. Yeah. Emmys love it when movie stars are on TV.
I know.
They love it. And sometimes that means that the less deserving people don't get the award. So, I'm going to say, yeah, John Hamm should get it. Kyle Chandler should get it. Not quite as much, but pretty close. Steve Buscemi, probably going to get it.
Okay.
Okay. Outstanding lead actress in a drama series. Do you want to read the name?
Sure. Kathy Bates for Harry's Law. Connie Britton for Friday Night Lights. Mireille Enos for The Killing. Mariska Hargitay for Law & Order SVU. Juliana Margulies for The Good Wife. And Elizabeth Moss for Mad Men.
Yeah.
I think Juliana Margulies will take it again.
Yeah. Oh, she didn't get it last year.
She didn't get it last
year? Kira Sedgwick won last year. Oh, yeah. She's not even nominated this year.
Good.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining my Emmy pool last year, Kira Sedgwick. Here's your punishment.
Yeah.
You get nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And you're off the show, too. She's off the show.
Is she off the show?
I think she's off the show.
She's the main character.
They're going to have a new main character.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
That's weird.
I know.
Nobody's going to watch that.
Does anyone watch The Closer anyway?
I guess they must.
It's like Burn Notice.
Exactly. It's exactly like Burn Notice.
Which Showcase has picked it up, so if you Canadians want to know what Burn Notice is like.
Does anybody want to know what Burn Notice is like?
I don't know. Watch it on Showcase this summer.
Okay, let's get back. Okay, Kathy Bates for Harry's Law. What?
I still can't believe they got a second season pickup.
Yeah, there's that. And then there's the fact that it's the worst show. It's the worst show. It's lazy and derivative and makes no sense, and I hate every character on it, and I don't believe a single moment of that entire show, and it's also David E. Kelly. And here's where you know the show's bad. I believe David E. Kelly can do better.
Didn't they get rid of half their cast?
They did. They did just get rid of half their cast. But you know what? Kathy Bates has an Oscar, so she might actually take this. Just because Emmy voters are stupid. Because Creepy Grandpa just goes, oh, she has an Oscar, win. Thanks a lot, Creepy Grandpa. Now, Connie Britton, great. Juliana Margulies should win this year. She totally deserves it. She should have gotten it last year. Mireille Enos, she was really good on that one episode of The Killing where they ignored the entire plot and she just looked for her kid for an hour. She was really good. But you know what? People hate The Killing now because of
backlash.
That damn finale. And they're not going to vote for her out of spite. Okay. And you know what? I can't really disagree because I'm still really angry that I invested 13 hours of my life to find out nothing.
Well, she still gets to be Brad Pitt's wife in a movie.
World War Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. I think Elizabeth Moss could also get this and deserve it because she was great in the Suitcase episode of Mad Men as well. And yeah, and Connie Britton. Can't argue with that. This is not a terrible list of people. I mean, well, half good, half bad. I mean, Mariska Hargitay, whatever, she's always there. Mireille Enos, whatever. Kathy Bates, fine. But Elizabeth Moss, Connie Britton, and Juliana Margulies, fantastic.
Yeah.
Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series, Kelly MacDonald for Boardwalk Empire, Christina Hendricks for Mad Men, Michelle Forbes for The Killing, Archie Panjabi for The Good Wife, Margot Martindale for Justified, and Christine Baranski for The Good Wife. This is going to Margot Martindale.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. She is so heads and shoulders above everybody else on Justified. I was blown away by her performance this year. These women are all great, and, Michelle Forbes probably had the most difficult job of the last year, because on The Killing, she just had to go to work and be emotionally destroyed every single scene.
Yeah.
That's really difficult, but...
And it sticks with you, too.
It does stick with you.
I'm sure the process is really hard.
Yeah, and, Christina Hendricks and Archie Panjabi, great work. Kelly MacDonald, also very good. Christine Baranski... Okay, not quite in the same class as the other five. She's really good on The Good Wife. I find her quite charming and delightful, but not quite best.
Standing.
Yeah. But Margot Martindale,
okay.
It's her. All the way. Did you watch Justified? Do you even know what I'm talking about?
I watched some of Justified. I'm caught up fully.
Okay. She's only in season two, so okay, if you haven't seen season two, you'd have no idea who she is.
Remember her from season one?
No. She's a new character, but she's great.
Okay.
And, yeah. So it'd be great to see her win.
And outstanding supporting actor in a drama. We got Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones, Josh Charles, The Good Wife, Alan Cumming, The Good Wife, Walton Goggins, Justified, John Slattery, Mad Men, and Andre Brower from Men of a Certain Age, which is probably its first and only.
Oh, no, he was nominated last year.
Last year? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what are your feelings about this?
I feel like it was probably going to go to someone from Good Wife.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, I was really impressed. I didn't really like his character on Nip Tuck. It's Nip Tuck, right? But he's, really good in Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage, no doubt about it, deserves this.
Yeah.
He was the best. I find it a little interesting, we'll get to Outstanding Drama Series in a while, but that this is the only acting nomination for Game of Thrones given to the only American actor on Game of Thrones. Huh. Now, I also think that Dinklage is the best one on that show, so it might be just a coincidence. But I also felt as though Emilia Clarke and Sean Bean were also worthy of getting a nomination, and they didn't.
No.
Especially since Sean Bean is, spoiler alert, no longer on the show! For certain reasons. But yeah, I agree, Peter Dinklage is great. Walton Goggins would also be a fantastic win. Here's my thing with John Slattery. He is great on Mad Men, but he hasn't really had a lot of material to work with for Roger. He clearly inhabits that character, but since season one, he hasn't had a lot to do,
okay.
I guess, or as much to do. And I feel as though he should have won in Mad Men's first season, and they just keep giving him nominations just as kind of an apology.
Yeah, we're sorry. But
we're sorry. You're still not going to win, so we'll just keep nominating you until it sort of adds up to one Emmy.
I know, just so you can be Emmy nominated.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Yeah. How many Emmy nominations does it take to add up to one Emmy?
Five? You should just get a Lifetime Achievement Award at this rate.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So now, Outstanding Drama Series, Boardwalk Empire, The Good Wife, Mad Men, Friday Night Lights, Dexter, Game of Thrones. Now, we can just cross Dexter right off this list. That's not happening. Okay.
Okay. Do people really like Boardwalk Empire that much?
I feel as though they feel about it the way I feel about Boardwalk Empire, which is that I can appreciate it more than I like it.
Okay.
Where I go, yes.
It's good on paper.
Yeah, it's good on paper. It's a beautiful looking show. And the storytelling is clearly very well done. The direction is very good. But it also feels like I'm doing work to watch it. I'm not enjoying myself. I'm just sort of sitting there going, it seems like an academic pursuit to watch it. I'm reading an essay for class.
Okay.
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
But I would much rather read an R.L. Stein novel. Not R.L. Stein, but you know what I mean. Yeah, that's... So, okay, The Good Wife, I don't think it's going to win.
No.
It was really good this season, but look at what it's up against.
Game of Thrones.
It's too new. It's too new and the concept is a little too out there. Good for it for getting nominated. Good for Creepy Grandpa and Creepy Uncle for
Creepy
realizing.
Creepy Grandma's when did that happen in history?
I can't remember. Exactly.
I wasn't there.
But I don't think it was quite the cultural phenomenon or enough of a cultural phenomenon to win it. It was, but remember when Mad Men came out and how huge that was? Yes. Like, it didn't reach the amount of buzz that Mad Men did. It got close, but not quite. So Game of Thrones is out. So I think it's between Mad Men and Friday Night... Well, I would like to believe it's between Mad Men and Friday Night Lights, but we all know that just being nominated, it's Friday Night... That's the award for Friday Night Lights.
I'm sure they're really happy with just the nomination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So cross that off. So really, it's between Boardwalk Empire and Mad Men. And, like, I don't think Boardwalk Empire should win, but I feel as though it has a chance because Mad Men has won so many times. And Boardwalk Empire has so much, like...
And it's a little more fresh, too.
It's newer. Yeah. It is very impressive looking. It has many stars. And, like, Martin Scorsese directed the pilot. Like, it has all this cachet to go with it. So I think it's between Mad Men and Boardwalk Empire. I'm pretty sure Mad Men's going to win again, as it should.
Okay.
So those are the 10 main categories. But I wanted to touch just a little bit on the reality categories.
And I had an issue with a guest star.
Oh, what's your guest star problem?
It's not, like, so much as a bad problem. It's just that Joan Cusack was nominated for guest star for Shameless.
I thought she was a star of Shameless.
Exactly. And, like, I'm happy you're nominated, but I don't think you belong in that category.
Yeah. So I
don't know what's going on.
Well, then there was last year when John Lithgow submitted himself for guest actor.
Yeah, but was he in the opening... Like, isn't her name in the opening credits?
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
I just want to make sure I didn't imagine this. So, yeah, outstanding guest actress in a drama. Joan Cusack, Shameless.
That's weird.
Going up against Julia Stiles, yeah. Marie McDonald.
Oh. Yeah, well...
Okay. I was just confused.
Yeah, it's
like,
strange.
She was good in it.
Well, what category people submit themselves in is really just subjective. I mean, Rob Lowe submitted himself for lead actor for Parks and Rec. Like, okay. Yeah, you were great on Parks and Rec, Rob, but you were not the lead actor. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, princess, but you were not. Okay, no, reality competition, those categories are always so interesting because there's so often, or there's rarely crossover between who is nominated as a host and then whether their show actually gets nominated. There's a little bit here. So You Think You Can Dance was nominated, and Kat Deely got her first nomination, which I guess makes a lot of So You Think You Can Dance fans really happy. I've never really become a fan of that show just because I don't find competitive reality dancing competitions all that.
Yeah.
Did I say competitive reality competition? Yeah, you're welcome.
That's a thing.
I talk good. Yeah. But apparently Kat Deely is very charming, and this makes a lot of people happy. So good for her, and she's the only female nominee for host. Unsurprisingly, Jeff Probst nominated for Survivor, yet Survivor not nominated.
Huh.
Now, I don't know how upset I am about this, because the Nicaragua season, not good. And then there was the whole Boston Rob versus Russell season, which was actually, it was interesting to watch, although was not great for gameplay. It was just to watch one guy play a game while everybody else just kind of went along with what he wanted. So... fine, whatever. Why does Dancing with the Stars and Tom Bergeron keep getting nominated for stuff?
Tom Bergeron for America's Funniest Home Videos?
No, for Dancing with the Stars.
I forgot about Dancing with the Stars. I blocked that show out.
Yeah,
I feel like it shouldn't.
It's nominated, and so is Tom Bergeron. So, hooray!
Why?
Yeah, he's not gonna win. Dancing with the Stars is not gonna win. Phil Kogan and The Amazing Race, both nominated. Hooray. Ryan Seacrest and American Idol, both nominated.
It's sad when Ryan Seacrest gets nomination and Nick Offerman doesn't.
It is. That is true. But you know what? Like, I mean, I may not like, I may not be a huge Ryan Seacrest fan, but that guy clearly works his butt off and knows what he's doing. Like, you can watch a bad reality host. Watch The Voice and American Idol and watch how Ryan Seacrest performs compared to Carson Daly. It's not an easy job, and he does it pretty well for what the job is.
Okay.
I may think a job is stupid, but I couldn't do it. And then other reality shows nominated, Project Runway and Top Chef. I don't really care who wins in these categories. I just think it's very strange that reality shows can win and or can be nominated and then their hosts aren't or vice versa. But I guess it's the same thing as with like Parks and Recreation and the actors on the show.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. So all in all, like, a lot of pretty much business as usual for the Emmy nominations. We wanted them to be better, but they weren't.
But there was one nomination that I was really happy with. It's not really one of the big categories. It's Outstanding Variety.
Yeah.
And I was really happy with Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. I know when the show was first announced, poor guy received a lot of flack.
Yeah, he did.
And, like, I've watched the show. I've actually gone to a taping of the show. It's actually a really good show. Like I TiVo it every night, and I will watch it. Like, mm-hmm. just not just because they have the roots, but, like, Jimmy's actually funny. Like, his games, like, you beer pong with Betty White mm-hmm. or other games. Like, it's a good hour.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really good variety show, so I'm really happy for that.
Yeah, I'm happy as well. I admit I was not a Jimmy Fallon fan when he was on Saturday Night Live, and I was not thrilled when he got the job on Late Night. And he's been killing it these last few, or a couple years now. Yeah. His Neil Young impression, and then he did the duet with Bruce Springsteen for Whip My Hair Back and Forth, that was inspired.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon, like, every interview I've read and listened to with him, he seems like a really stand-up guy, and like he really knows what he's doing, and he just wants to have a good time on a show and make people laugh and be happy.
Yeah,
and it's good to see him get a little bit of recognition for that.
Yeah, so
yeah, Emmy nominations, you know what, they're never gonna make us entirely happy.
No.
And you know what, that's fine, because what else would we what would we have to talk about? If we were happy with all of this, this entire podcast would just be yay,
yay,
and then you would just hear the sound of high fives for like half an hour. So you know what? Thank you, Emmy Awards, for giving us things to gripe about.
Yes.
And the Emmy Awards will air in September, and they'll probably be even worse than the nominations themselves. But
it'll be so long.
It'll be a really long night.
Who's hosting it this year?
Jane Lynch is hosting it this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's on Fox?
It is on Fox.
Wow.
Well, we have a few months, so let's just spend the next few months pretending it's not happening anytime soon, and then we'll deal with it when it arrives.
Okay.
All right. So that does it for this week's edition of the TV Casualty Podcast. Come back next week for a very special episode. I'm not kidding. I'm serious this time. We're going to be back.
Special.
Very special. We'll see you next week.